In Anchorage, the Labor Day holiday was celebrated with a picnic put on by the AFL-CIO on the park strip. Union members and their families turned out under cloudy skies to share barbecue and give away hats and trinkets with the public. According to State AFL-CIO President Vince Beltrami, it's the first time organized labor has staged such an event in Alaska's largest city.
Every year in Fairbanks, actually for the last 3 years I've gone to Fairbanks because they have an annual Labor Day parade and picnic. And in Juneau, there's been an annual picnic going on for about 3 years. And this is the inaugural Labor Day picnic, I believe, in Anchorage.
Among the unions present were some that are not under the AFL-CIO umbrella, like the Independent Pilots Association, which represents the pilots that fly for the United Parcel Service. A number of them live in Anchorage. Over the weekend, they were stunned to learn that two of their number died in a plane crash on Friday. Brian Godet is a union spokesman.
Tragically, this week, UPS had its first crash in the history of the airline. We lost a 747 over in Dubai, and just want to make sure we mention, particularly on this Labor Day, our hearts and thoughts and prayers go out to the families of our two fallen crew members, and we're dedicating everything that we do to them.
Dubai is in the United Arab Emirates. Captain Doug Lampe, age 48, and First Officer Matthew Bell, age 38, were killed when their plane crashed shortly after takeoff from the airport there. UPS's Anchorage pilots tend to be younger and have less seniority than those who live elsewhere in the country. They are being strongly affected by furloughs the company has instituted to cut costs. UPS is under pressure from the state and from local governments, as well as Alaska's congressional delegation, to reconsider the cutbacks.